It says you called to tell the story of a sugar baby. Are you a sugar baby?
Yes, I am.
Currently?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. This is going to get interesting. Did you just think, man, this radio show is going to be friendly to a sugar baby story, or do you have stuff you're dying?
No, you guys were talking about it the other night.
We were.
It was playing the rewind, and I was listening to that.
Thank you for listening to the rewind.
Ooh, I should have called in.
You should have.
Are you on the website? What is it? Sugar Daddies or sugarbabies.com?
Seeking Arrangements, actually.
Okay. Seekingarrangements.com. Okay, so a dude goes on there, and let's see, you sound like you're like 24, 25?
I'm actually 18, almost 19.
Okay. All right. Now we do it. Okay.
There's a lot of questions. I know a sugar daddy, so can I ask, what are you looking to have paid for?
I only do the dates. They pay me to specifically only go on dates and accompany them.
Okay, so they're just paying to take you out. But I think what Seth was trying to ask is, what are you saving for? Like, are you paying for your tuition? Do you have a child? Do you have methamphetamine?
I am paying for my tuition. No, not meth. I do not have any babies, thank Jesus. Okay. But I am going to school in fall, and I have to pay for that.
Okay. All right, so, wow, that is amazing.
So have you haven't had sex with any of these guys yet?
Nope.
Have you had hand sex?
I haven't seen me naked in person. I've only gone as far as just kissing them.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how hot do you think you are?
Almost an 8, I would say.
I mean, she's a 9. I know radio math. And on a scale of 1 to 10, how creepy would you say most of these guys are?
Most of them aren't that creepy. I've had some pretty bad experiences where they are completely full-blown crazy.
Okay.
Like, the other night, I went out on a dinner date, and we were going to go on our second date, and he did not show up because he thought I was under the cover cop.
Oh, my God. Well, I understand that. So I noticed your wording where you said they had not seen you naked in person, but you've sent them either snaps or photographs of yourself naked to these gentlemen?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
so you're just a tease.
Well,
yeah, basically.
Yeah, see? She admitted it.
Jesus.
Would you hook up with any of these would you hook up with any of these guys?
If I like them enough, yeah, of course.
All right.
What's the oldest guy that you're talking to right now?
I'm going out on a date with a guy actually tonight, and he is 57.
Okay, that is older than me. Yes! Woo! I thought she was going to say 36, otherwise it gets so creepy. Guys are so disgusting when they're that old.
So you're not getting your rent paid for by these guys?
They just give me cash at the end of the night. I don't say anything about money exchange. It's just always provided to me at the end.
Cash? Like, how much cash?
Yeah, good question.
A few days ago when I went out, somebody gave me $400 cash.
And you giving up a couple naked pictures and a kiss for that?
Yes. $400 just for that.
Who turns you on to being a sugar baby?
I heard about it on the internet, and I decided to just give it a try, and I've just been very successful.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Yes, I do.
Oh man, and he knows about it?
Yes.
Is he okay with it?
Yeah, he's pretty much, he doesn't like me sending nudes, but you still kind of have to do it. That's about it.
How old's your boyfriend?
He is 24.
Okay, all right. Now, have you been attracted to any of these older men? Have you thought, you know, maybe if I didn't have a boyfriend, this would go a little bit further?
Yes, I have. Yeah, plenty of time.
How old's the oldest guy that you felt a stirring in your loins for?
Almost 40.
Other than that, they get kind of gross afterwards, huh?
Yeah. He was really funny, and that just turns me on a lot.
Oh, Drew, she could be the official sugar baby of Drew Garabo Live.
Well, sis, you know what this is? This is me making fart noises with my hands.
Oh, no.
Are you wet? You want this, don't you? You want this so bad. Isn't that funny that is? Isn't that so funny?
How much would you charge for a shower?
What do you mean?
Like, you take a shower with a guy. How much?
Yeah, how much?
Okay, they have offered that, and honestly, I've had offers anywhere between $1,000 to $3,000.
And you haven't taken $3,000 for a shower?
No, I respect my boyfriend too much.
Baby, you're just getting clean. What if he doesn't touch you, you don't touch him, you're just, and it's a shower of the non-golden variety.
You're doing all of this for money. There's
That's
no respect
not how
there.
Showers work. You know there's touching.
Accidental brushing, sure. But, I mean, you know, the $3,000 just to, you know, do a little loofah action, a little head and shoulders. Well, maybe that's a bad choice. A little prel, a little...
Well, when you say it like that, it sounds more appealing. See? But when you meet these people in person, oh, you do not want to take a shower.
I understand.
What would you do if you saw Drew Garabo's picture on Seeking Arrangements?
Hi.
And he wanted to take you out. Would you be for that?
I'm Drew Garabo.
Yes, I would.
You're cute, too. How much, like, to take you, I can't take her out to eat because that's the thing with me and my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, we like taking each other to eat.
Well, you would want to do stuff with her, let's be honest.
No, I don't know that yet. There would have to be chemistry.
Look, we see her Facebook page.
She's beautiful.
You would want to do stuff with her.
I'm saying physically she's very beautiful. I would have to get to know her a little bit better to see if our senses of humor are aligned. I can fart noise. So, let's say we go out for a nice night together. I take you out for a bite to eat. I take you to Eddie V's. I pick up the check, of course. I get crab fried rice, everything, dessert.
This chick don't eat.
Volcano cake.
I bet she's been to Eddie V's a ton.
Oh, yeah.
I bet she goes there all the time with these guys.
Guys probably take their sugar babies. So then afterwards, I say, hey, listen, you know, I'm going to drop you back off at your town home. Here's $300 before you get out of the car. I want to punch the clown and look at you.
I don't know what I would say to that.
That's a yes.
That's a yes.
You're the man! You're the man!
$250.
She ain't trying to make no money.
Well, she just likes old creepy guys?
She needs a better pimp.
You need a business manager is what you need.
That's a pimp.
You're a gold mine, sweetheart. You are not being utilized in the way that you should be. We could make you a fortune. I'm not looking to turn you out or anything.
That's what you're doing.
But pretty much. And it is the very definition of turning her out. How attached you are to this boyfriend are you? Because I see him as an obstacle for us. Yeah, exactly.
He's just my friend. He's just been my best friend for the past year. I just really like hanging out with him.
All right, good. So we can get rid of him. He's negotiable.
He's not going to go anywhere, though.
What kind of car does he drive?
My boyfriend?
Yeah.
A Dodge Dart.
You're a horrible girlfriend.
Yeah, I know. His Dart's pathetic, but...
Well, okay. Are you interested in going to see either Cat Williams or Monster Jam this weekend? Because we have some tickets, and we're doing this little contest where ladies can do like what Seth calls a clam cartwheel.
I don't call it that.
You did. Where you don't wear panties, and you just do a cartwheel. And then we give you tickets to either Monster Jam or Cat Williams.
I don't think a cartwheel would be that fun.
It's not about fun.
You know what I mean? I already have tickets to Monster Jam.
Oh. Well, what'd you have to do to get them?
I can't tell you that.
Exactly. I like this girl's spirit.
Yeah. Would you want to come into the studio one day?
I would, yeah. I'd be down for that.
Man.
How much is it going to cost?
$800.
Yeah, I believe that. Yeah. We get a bill, an invoice.
Right. She's done, and she's like, all right, guys, cough it up.
We'll find her some suitors.
Yeah, we could potentially showcase you, and I get the feeling we have probably some moderately creepy guys with disposable income listening to our radio program. We could be a gold mine for you.
Probably. That would help me out.
Pimping is easy. All right. Then let's. I'm going to throw you on hold. John's going to get your information. He's got a girlfriend. Don't worry. Any drugs?
No, I don't do any drugs.
All right.
Have any of the guys tried to get you to do drugs with them?
It's like a little weed sometimes, but that's about it.
That's not a drug.
Weed ain't drugs.
Yeah, that's just like.
I know.
It's just like a plant that grows from the ground.
Have any of these guys asked you if you can get them Viagra or Cialis?
No. Actually, yeah, a guy did try to get me to do coke with him.
Well,
I declined.
Oh, well, that's coke? Cool. Yeah. Did he do it anyway, or did he put it away like a decent human being?
He put it away. Yeah.
Okay, good. Because I can't imagine.
Really
no, guy been like, "Hey, you want to do some coke? No, thanks. All right, well, I'm going to do some."
Well, I'm a redhead, so everybody knows not to set me off.
A little bit of a temper. Okay, so all right, gotcha. Yeah. All right, well, listen, I'm gonna put you in touch with our business manager, John, and we'd love to get you in the studio so we can do a
Ask a Sugar Baby
and Ask a Sugar Baby segment. You can help explode some of the myths out there. And final question, young lady. And I'm sorry to take up too much of your time. Let's suppose hypothetically you didn't have the boyfriend. Okay.
Yes.
A guy offers you $5,000. not even for intercourse, but everything but, what do you do?
I would say yes for that. I would be crazy not to.
Everybody's got a number.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect. You're perfect for
us. You could have started lower, I think.
Well, all right.
2,500 for nothing? I mean, just for all the way but no sex?
I mean, well, you know, I'm not giving her.
I'd still be okay with it.
Yeah, I know. See, Drew just has no idea how to negotiate, like Kevin says all the time.
Yeah.
He's like, for $1 million.
That's a big problem on the site. A lot of guys don't know how much to offer, and I always say these offers. So sometimes they completely throw out of proportion, and I just let them. You know what I mean?
Jesus, I'm the opposite of Samuel L. Jackson in The Negotiator, or Kevin Spacey. I'm the worst negotiator ever. All right, hold on 1 second, and we'll get you in the studio. Hang on.
Wow.
We love sugar babies.
We sure do, and we've been looking for one for a while.
Yeah, because I know a sugar daddy, but I don't know a sugar baby.
Yeah.
I probably shouldn't know a sugar baby.
No, you definitely shouldn't. That would not be good for your relationship.
That's a good goal, though, is to make sugar baby money.
I wonder how she would feel about a party of...
What do you mean?
I mean, not me, you, and her, but like, you know, me and my girlfriend and her. Like, I wonder.
Why are you looking at me when you say that, though?
No. Hey, John, can you just throw it on hold real quick? I just one final question.
That's a lot, though.
It's gonna cost.
Hey, how much do you think?
Just start off at a grand, and then
I was gonna start at 500.
Okay, that's fine.
Oh, there you go. See,
Brandon, well, you already did 5,000. Now you're going. Right. Wait, you want to go all the way?
Start. I don't know. Don't start with 500. Start out with an opportunity for this deed.
Okay. You're such a good negotiator. Sorry, Josie. quick question. Do you have experience with ladies? Have you? Are you open to it? Have
I
you?
I am. Yes, I am bisexual. I've had a few dates with some older women. God, that's so. And I do love it, actually.
Okay.
Now you're getting all hot and bothered, girl. But you said on the air many times before you would never see a woman under 25.
There are exceptions to every rule. She's clearly mature.
And she's 18.
She's 19.
Ooh.
Right? Is she?
19. Right? 19.
I'm almost 19.
19.
That's 18.
So 19 then.
Don't say you're almost 19.
So
we're gonna help you make some money.
So let's suppose hypothetically there was a dude in his 40s who had a girlfriend in his 30s, and they wanted to take you out for a night. They out to some mythological sex club in Brandon that might exist somewhere, and you know, your drinks would obviously all be paid for, and you know, transportation and all that. Ooh, neighborhood, ballpark, what would you say that would cost a guy? About $250?
Probably $400.
I was willing to go five.
Wait, but
you're still under the budget.
For a threesome?
Well, she didn't say a threesome.
Well, but that's
she
a say?
Just to go out with him and his girlfriend, yeah. Usually charge $400 for that.
Usually, or but I'm dreaming.
$300 to $400.
Okay, so three. And then, like, yeah. While we're there, she's going to get a little tipsy, and she's going to be like, oh, my God, I love you guys so much. You've got so much sexual energy. Let's just have sex. That's what's going to happen. And then afterwards, we'll tip you, like, $200. And so you made, like, $500 and got to have a kick-ass time. And while you were gone, we killed your boyfriend. All problems solved right here on Drew Garabo Live. She's not saying. Did you notice that she didn't say that's horrible?
She didn't say it's
horrible.
Would
you give Drew Garabo a discount because he is verified on Twitter, which means he's an actual celebrity?
No, he doesn't get a discount.
Hey, he'll give you some wine.
I don't know if you heard Seth say this, but I am verified on Twitter. Maybe that part escaped you, or a blue check.
Oh, I know.
Blue check on my name.
And he knows many people. He could refer you, and I'm sure that's really big in the sugar baby, sugar daddy community.
Referrals, referrals, referrals. Yes, soul brother.
Well,
Kevin?
What is your relationship?
You can have a $100 discount.
Oh. What is your relationship like with your father?
Come on, man.
It's fine. I have a good relationship with my father.
Does he know you're out here whoring? No?
No.
Okay. He doesn't know. Okay.
All right. Well, did you get her information, John? Yes, you did.
I was not finished with her yet. No.
Me either. All right. Hold on, Josie. Hold on. All right.
Wow. Man, she could be your daughter, man.
If she plays her cards right.
We see what happens. Drew is always saying he would never go out with anybody under 25, 26, and you were so hot and bothered by that phone call.
What do you think the pegging charge is?
She's not. She's 18. She doesn't even know about that.
You can't corrupt an 18-year-old girl like that.
Well, do you think that's less than sex, though?
I mean, you're going to freak out an 18-year-old. You ask her that, she's going to head for the
hills. She's a sugar baby.
True, you freaked her out. You want to take her and your girlfriend.
She's bi.
Out to the Brandon Club.
She's bi.
That's a lot on a first sugar baby date.
She wants it.
They could tag team you.
She wants it.
No, she does not want that.
She could want my girl.
She was going to give you like 5% off.
She gave me $100 off. That's 25% off. And the two girls. Scissor grinding. Like that.
She needs an older, wiser sugar baby, maybe around 21, 22, to guide her.
Yeah, she needs some guidance.
You need set prices.